Good morning. It's been a long time since I did a audio boo or audio boom. Still not got used to that, or ever will get used to that name convention. Wow, whose voice is that? Just give me a second, I need to have a sip of coffee. Oh my god, that's strong. Black gold. Oh, that tastes good. It's 7:24 Saturday morning. I think it's the 23rd of May. I'm just going to scroll and click. Yeah, 23rd of May. I've been looking forward to this date, or should I say this weekend, for about 8 months. I've had my caravan booked in for this weekend for 8 months, which is rare for me to be so well organised. But I kind of had to book it to be able to be here on the site this weekend because it is Bushcraft 2015. It's the first time it's ever been hosted at BI Farm. Normally, I think it's in Derby or Tamworth. It's one of the two. And it's a big 3-day event with over 1,500 people that attend. And I thought it would be a perfect opportunity to have fun, learn some new stuff, maybe make some new connections, give out a few leaflets about Apri and about what I'm trying to set up, which I'll get into in a minute. And, you know, have fun with Ella on her birthday weekend. The only problem is Ella is with mum this weekend in Mablethorpe. They've gone away on holiday for her birthday, which is super cool because she'll have a great time. I was hoping that she would be here and take it on board with me and enjoy some of those little moments as well. But I guess that's just the way certain things work out sometimes that you... I think it would have been difficult me recording video and content and interviews with Ella with me as well. I'm not sure. She's normally pretty chill, so she probably would have been fine. But it would have probably distracted from me spending time with her. So, in some ways, it's worked out. In some ways, it hasn't. I just miss that she's not here, if I'm being truthful. yeah, so, let me have more coffee. 1 sec. So, I touched on, very quickly, Apri. So about a year ago, I started playing on a laser cutter over in a city nearby to us with a makerspace. And I really, really enjoyed making stuff in a program I never used before, Inkscape, making vectors, aligning things together, dividing things, unifying things to make weirder shapes. And really loved watching, almost like therapy, this laser cutter cut through perspex and wood. And it really sort of inspired this kind of making spirit inside me again, which I had as a kid. It was mainly these little model planes, but it felt a lifetime away. And the biggest problem about using this laser cutter is that you only got a certain amount of time on it, because obviously there's 20-30 other people wanting to use it for smaller jobs or bigger jobs, and it kind of felt like a restriction of freedom on it, because I wanted to just use it, play, make. And so I started thinking, well, maybe I should try and fuse together some of the things that I absolutely love, and they came down to about 4 things really. One, coffee, absolutely adore coffee, so bringing the best coffee. Co-working, but not co-working en masse, like a space in a building without, you know, nurturing it. Small co-working, so 3 or 4 seat co-working, so a really tight team of 4 or 5 people. And the laser cutting service and engraving and cutting. So I started making little gigs on Fiverr.com, and they went really well. And then people started asking me for bulk. And I just couldn't do bulk orders. People were asking me for 50 of this, 100 of that. Could you design me quadcopter feet? Could you do me little awards for pass-out ceremonies, etc., etc.? So I started looking around for a space that I could use in the interim, just for me, on my own, with a desk, and a desk for my computer, a desk for the laser cutter. And then, how was I going to get the laser cutter? So I found a lockup, and I managed to come to an arrangement on the lockup. I've bartered my time and doing things on the laser to be able to get that. And so now I'm in a position where I've just bought about 10,000 flyers, 5,000 for each, about the laser cutting engraving service, and the other ones about donations and raising money for it through GoFundMe. I'm not relying on the funding, funding to get going. I think it's a mistake to just assume that people are going to donate towards your great idea. I kind of had a good grounding in that with the Pie Street project and how that came about. People donated to it. We got all the kits. We rolled out some of the kits. Some of the kits are still out there. It's not up and running. It's on people's walls. We couldn't afford the next chapter of that. But I do feel like I will bring that back at some point. I tend to go back to those things. So I've not relied on the funding to make this happen. I've looked at all the other opportunities, and I've been working long hours, temporary job, to kind of bring in enough money to be able to lease a laser. The lasers start from sort of 9k up to 31k, so they're not cheap machines. That's UK pounds, by the way. So they're not a cheap machine. But I know that I can make it work. I know that I have work coming in for it. I know that I don't have to have local traffic for it to work. It's not like a shop in a shopping centre where you're waiting for people to walk in. There is digital orders 24/7 that can come in from anywhere. And as I've done it on Fiverr before, I've kind of proved that it works. So I'm going to be sort of putting that out there over the next couple of months. I'm going to be distributing these leaflets far and wide across Burton, Derby, and Nottingham. And probably Leicester as well, maybe. And looking to really get this moving so that I can transition from the job that I'm working on to working this business all the time. And what's exciting about that is that for the last 6 months I've been working 12-hour days from 7 till 7 without any connectivity. So it's been really difficult to keep up with friends and do stuff on the computer and just spend time actually focused on it with my brain 4 days on, and then when I get to my 4 days off, like this is my first day of day four off. Normally I relax on this first day, and then the next day I kind of slowly come out of it, and then by the third day I want to work, but then obviously I'm getting into the mood on day four to go back. And I've just changed my hours as well, so I'm just about to start next Wednesday my night shift, which is going to be a bit of a killer to start with. But it is 8 hours, not 10. 8 hours, not 12. Which Monday to Friday, which means that I guaranteeably get my weekends to me and Ella, which has been a problem as well, because I've not been able to see Ella certain weekends, which has messed up her schedule and messed up my kind of regular seeing her. So that's kind of, it's been hard. It's been real hard. I'm not going to deny that. But I feel that doing this is what I really, really want to do for the foreseeable future. I feel like this is a phase 1, 2, 3 thing. April will start with just a literal laser engraving cutting service that will bring in some money, and it's not a lifestyle business, it's actually something that I know I can sort of promote using social channels and have a strategy for it. And then phase 2, buying a beehive pod and putting it inside that with a trailer on the bottom of it, and sort of taking it to events and various places. So I'm super excited about it. I have made a website. It's not completely finished yet. It's apry.house, so it's apry.house, apry house. And I'm really excited to get your feedback, and if you hear this and you've listened to this audio booth for this long, wow, you've got patience. And do get in touch and give me some feedback and what you think's missing or what you need more detail about, or anything like that. Or if you're a blogger, or if you're a website that has guest bloggers, do get in touch, because I do want to kind of promote this far and wide. The space in phase two is going to be more about kids. It's going to be more about every couple of weeks we're going to have training sessions for kids, which probably will bring along adults with them. And that's where the coffee component comes into it. We'll want the pod to be able to have three or four kids at a time. My daughter will probably be the ambassador, the brand ambassador of those group of kids in the Beehive pod. And the laser will be at the back and the coffee on the right-hand side for the adults who want to stay around and just be there for while their kids are there. Obviously, there's things that I need to do like CRB check and things like that, but I'll deal with those when I get to it, which will be straightforward anyway. But I'm excited about that part because it becomes a social space at that part, at that phase. And built on top of, we've already created a sustainable revenue stream of, you know, the laser work coming in. And I intend to work that laser like 12 hours a day. If that laser's not actually doing anything, then I'll be, you know, pushing to make sure there's work on it. And I'm also going to document this from a transmedia approach, so audio, video, textual, live streaming, Periscope, Meerkat kind of thing, of the space when I'm in it. And I feel like I'll probably be working this for the first year, 6 months to a year, 12 months, 12 hours a day. So from 7 till 7, Monday to Friday, I'll be in the laser shop with Periscope running, sort of time-lapsing on the laser when I do different jobs, going into the process, being transparent and authentic about what I'm trying to do there, showing the qualitative side of it in terms of the making. I've got so many ideas about little prototyping for Rattler, which is this project that I tried to get off the ground and didn't have the money to do it. Now I've got more resources to be able to make that first big prototype. And boot liners for sort of putting car stereos and bits and pieces in the back of the car, little trays and things. And the Fiverr gigs, which did really, really well in a short period of time. So I hope you'll follow along for the journey. Thanks for listening. It's 7:30 Saturday morning, first day, day one of Bushcraft 2015. I'm going to be using the hashtag BeehiveFarm over the next 3 days, so do follow along, tune in. My MiFi device is just as decoupled and coming from the ceiling, so I'm going to have to go and sort that out. Thanks for listening. I'll catch up with you soon. I'm at Phil Campbell on Twitter. Cheers. Bye.